And I'm going to fight the taxers and the spenders because it is right. And in the coming weeks, I plan to take this message to the American people. And I really believe in my heart that as the voters learn more about what the real issues are, issues like indexing, and again, what that does to the working man and woman in this country when you tamper with it. Incentive, what that means in terms of creating new jobs and growth to get this economy moving. It's sluggish, and I want to see it move forward so more people have hope and opportunity. And when people understand this, I think they're going to join me in demanding that Congress be responsible and that it reduce the deficit by controlling taxes and spending. And when I look at all of you, I'm reminded of the young men and women of my generation who had the opportunity to live the American dream. And I firmly believe that it's still alive, but that we all must always work to preserve it and to protect it in a way. And I feel I have an obligation to my own kids and to my own grandchildren in this regard, and to all of you. And so that's what this battle is about up there, getting the deficit under control, having a firm five-year program that has real reductions, not phony reductions, real reductions that result in $500 billion real reduction deficit, but do it in a way that you don't sock it to the middle class or the working people of this country. And that's where the battle is, and they're out trying to say, the opposition is trying to say, favoring the rich, and I'm saying I'm favoring jobs, incentive, investment, and through battling against what the House has done on indexing, protecting the working men and women of this country. I really didn't mean to unload on you like this, but we're getting down to the wire here, and I feel very, very strongly about it. And I am grateful to the leaders up there in the Congress, and I'd say both Democrat and Republican, for the way they're working as we go down to tomorrow night's deadline. We're getting good cooperation from the leadership there, and now I just want to see that what I've spelled out for you here is what prevails. So when Congress adjourns, we can start to see this economy recover, and every single American will have a better, more hope and better opportunity. Now, with no further ado, let me simply say once again, thank you, each and every one of you, and I will go until the cruise director gets in here and figures out how we can get at least two pictures that we'll send over your way as soon as we get them done. And thank you all very, very much for what you're doing. Appreciate it.